We are on Daf Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara mentioned two baraisas which are spiritic. The first baraisa we have heard that if a person who is a Balchoiv, a Mazik, a Bal Hayisha that's Mokhoiv to Perek Subeh, he has Beinanis Viziburis, so the Nizik man from the Beinanis, the Balchoiv man from the Beinanis, and the Ksubasish is from the Ziburis. We had another Baraisa that says that the Balchoiv and the Ksubasish, they both man from the Ziburis. So this is a stira in both Baraisas. So the Gemara wanted to say that Bemison, the Baraisa holds Bishaloi Heim Shamin. Both Baraisas hold Bishaloi Heim Shamin. So therefore, the Balchoiv is not entitled at all to man from the Beinanis. This is the idiot of the Leiva, that he has Beinanis with Ziburis. So the Gemara Tedin is speaking about Shahisa Loi Idias Amacha. The Baraisa that says that the Balchoiv is entitled, the man from the Beinin is speaking about Bishas Alva, the Loive had possessed Idias also. So therefore he acquired a Shibut, the Balchoiv, the Malv acquired a Shibut on the Beinin is. Even if we hold Shaloi Hein Shamin, because in the Shaloi this was Beinanis also. So even though he sold the Idias, Mishas Gvi only has Beinanis Viziburis, but the Shibut that the Malvet acquired of this Beinanis does not become Nifka to the Mechire of the Idias. That is first Baraisa. The second Baraisa that says Iman from Ziburis is speaking about did not have Oysula Idias Amocha. He always had only Beinanis Viziburis. So therefore the Baal Chayiv cannot man from the Beinanis because Bishaloi Heng Shaman. That is the first Mahalach of the Gemara. Biboyusema. This is a little after the first third of the Amud. The star is. Biboyusema. Idi vidi. Both Baraisas are speaking about Shloi Hoysaloi Idis Amacha. Not speaking about Hoysaloi Idis Amacha. Veloi Kashe. Tan the Shavi Beinanish Shaloi Kididis Talmud. If the Beinis, now the second Mahalach wants to say that both Baraisas holds Bishaloilam Hein Shom. So the Baraisa that says that the Balchoiv man from the Ziburis is speaking about that the Beinis is worth Ki'idiyas Talmud. So Memela, the Balchoiv can only man from the Ziburis, he can't man from the Idiyas. We can. And the first Baraisa that says that the Balchoiv Kemot from Beinanis, Loi Shavia Beinanis Shaloi Kidis the Alme. His Beinanis is worth like the Beinanis the Alme. So Memele, and we hold, Beshaloi Lomain Shaman. So therefore, the Malve, the Balchoiv Kemot from his Beinanis. That is the second Mahalach to Fa'amfa that steer on the two Baraisis. Let us see Rashi. Idi v'idi, shloi hoysa lo yidis, v'dekula alme, v'shaloi lam hein shamin. And everyone holds v'shaloi lam hein shamin, v'loi kashin. Ha'dik toni v'alchoi v'ksubas isha v'ziburis, how would it say the Baal Chayim Ksubasishas Viziburis, the Shavye, Beinanis, the day, Ki'idiyas Talmud? that his beininess is worth like the hideous dalma. We hold b'shaloylam hein shamin. So therefore, the Baal Chayv cannot mun from the beininess. No kan shayel aben. So why is it called beininess? If it's worth k'hideous dalma, and he only has beininess, so why does the Tane call it Beininess? It's made up the day, it's Idiyas Dalme, so why is it called Beininess? So let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis, Idi ve Idi bishlei hoiseloi Idiyas umacha. Both Baraisis are speaking about shlei hoiselidis umacha. Hoda shavi Beininess the day ki Idiyas Dalme. So then the Baal Chayv mons from Zibus, Hodolai Shavim. Vahode koma idi ve idi, ke goinsh loi hoise loi idi isamocha, loi boi le meima etavayu mairi shloi hoyo loi klal. It does not mean that both paraises are speaking about that he didn't have any idiots whatsoever. Im kein ahu de mairi, the Shavi Beininess, the day, ki Idiyas the Alma, and my Korilo Beininess. So why is it called Beininess? It's Idiyas the Alma. It's Idiyas the day. So why did the Baisa call this Beininess? Elohochi Koma. So Taisva says, according to this Loshan, Pshat is as follows. Idi ve Idi shloi hoiseloi Idiyas amoch. Both cases, I'm not speaking about Hoysulay Idiyas Amochal. That means that he had Idiyas Bishas Albo, and now he doesn't have Idiyas. None of the two Baraises are speaking about such a case. Loima. Loi Ayrik Sha Hoysulay Idiyas Amochal. None of the Baraises are speaking about Hoysulay Idiyas Amochal. Hello. Bechada Mayri Shaloi Hoysulay Me'oilo. One Baraisa is speaking about, he never had ideas. And that Baraisa is going that his Beininess is worth Kebeininess Dalma. Behold, B'shaloi Lomain Shamin. He never had ideas, so that is why the Baal Chayv and the Nezikin mun from Beininess. They both mun from Beininess. The Chodo Mairi, the other Baraisa that says, that the Baal Chayv mons from Zibur is Mayrik Shahoy Soloi. He had and has. Vadayim Yeshloi. He is Idiyas. Now his Idiyas is Idiyas. Because his Beininess is Idiyas Dalma. That's what the Tanna called it Beininess is because Lagabi himself is Beininess. Vadayim Yeshloi. He still has his Idiyas. So Mamela, so let us figure out the halacha. So he has, we hold Mishaloi Lomain Shaman. So Mamela, and he has Idiyas. But this is his Beininess. So it says Nezikin is from the Beininess. That means by Mishaloi Lomain Shaman. I don't look that he has Idiyas. Mishaloi Lomain Shaman. So Mamela, Nezikin is the Beininess. And the Baal Chayv is Beziburis. Because the Malchayv is Bezibus. Bein Tzorch Lu'ukmi K'shem Mochar Shum Soda. We do not have to say that he sold any of the fields. No. V'sovar Itavai B'shaloi L'mein Shomin. Both hold B'shaloi L'mein Shomin. And one Bryce is speaking about he still has ideas. The other Bryce is speaking about that he never had ideas. And that's how it's Meyushev. Both Baraisis. The boy is Hema. Let us get back to the Gemara. Idi the Idi. Both Baraisis are speaking about. Kigoin shahoisa beininish shaloi kebeininish tau. Both Baraisis are speaking about that the beininish shaloi is kebeininish tau. Vahoche, vahopligi, in the machloikis is, mar sovar bishaloi hein shamin. The second Bereisa holds B'Shaloi ain't Shomim. So therefore, we will not give the Balchayv the Beinanis, because B'Shaloi ain't Shomim. This is my idiot. I'm not Mechuyev to give away my idiot to the Balchayv. Umar Sova B'Shaloi Lam ain't Shomim. The first Bereisa holds B'Shaloi Lam ain't Shomim. So therefore, the Balchayv is entitled to mon from the Beinanis. Let us see what Rashi says. Hidi vidi, kigoin shahoysa Beinanis shaloi ke Beinanis dalma. Loi hoysa loi idiis mitchile. He'd never idiis, he had Beinanis. And the Beinanis is ke Beinanis dalma. Kupaho plige. The Tana, the Masnisa, Kamaisa, the Tana of the first Baraisa that says the Balchayv Mantra Beinan is, Sova Bishaloylan Ein Shamin. He owes Bishaloylan Ein Shamin, Vamboto Lohochi. And therefore, Shokil Balchayv Bebeinan is, Kedine. So the Balchayv owes Bishaloylan Ein Shamin. So the Balchayv takes Beinan is Kedine. The Idach Sova, the other Baraisa that says Balchayv Bezibuis, Sova B'Shaloi ain't Shomim. So B'Shaloi ain't Shomim. So we will not give the Balchayv his Beinanis, since this is the Idias of the Loivet. This is the Gilsa we hear the Nagamah. Now Rashi says, Lishna Achine, Kalsinam. Idi V'Idi, both Baraisas are speaking about Kigoin Shahoiso Beininish Shaloi Ki Idias Baal. Now both Baraisas are speaking about that his Beininish was like Idias the Alm. Now this is very schwer. So it's like Idias the Alm. So what is the svar of the first Baraisa that says that the Balchayv is going from the Beininish? It's Idias the Alm. Umefarshina Leihochi. Idi v'idi, shahoyseloi idis v'moch. That both cases are speaking about, that he had idi idis, v'moch, and he sold it. And his bain, so mamela, that what we're speaking about bainanis, that means it's his bainanis. He had idi idis, and he sold it, and he had bainanis, which is Gideas the Alp. But Baha Pligi, the Tana, the Masnisa, Kamaisis of a Bishaloi Hain Shom. He owes Bishaloi Hain Shomin, the Kimidol the Dei Havoi Beinanis, since by him it's Beinanis. Aval Gav the La Alma Idias, even though this is, in the world this is called Idias, Minei Mishalem. So therefore the Balchayv, and the Nizokin, both of them are goive from the Beinanis that he has, which is his Beinanis, which is Idias Dalma, and his Idias was sold. His Idias wouldn't have been sold, so that the Nizokin would mount from his Idias, which is Idias, because the Tan of this Baraisa holds B'Shaloi Ein Shomim. The Tan of the Baraisa Sova, Tana the Baraisa that said that the Balchayv months from Ziburis, he holds B'Shaloylam Ein Shomim. Speaking about B'Shaloylam Ein Shomim, and since his Beinanis is worth Ke'idiyas Talma, well, that's why the Balchayv will not mon from this Beinanis. Balchayv will mon from the Zipuris. Because Yos B'Shaloi Lomain Shomin, this Beinanis is worth Ke'idiyas Talma. Then Rashi says, Tophis Loshen Rishayim, that will say the first Loshen that it's speaking about, that his Beinanis is worth Ke'Beinanis Talma. We don't have to say Amaisa that it's speaking about Shaisala Idias Amacha. And then the Machlokes is if we say Bishalayim Shomin or Bishaloilam Ein Shomin. Let us see Taisvitz. Biboy Yisayma, Idi V'idik Shahisa Beinanish Shaloi, Kebeinanish Da'al. This is the first Gilsa that Rashi said, the first Loshan. Uloi Goras Ke'idi is the Almen. And Taisvitz does not like the second Loshan of Rashi. The Kivin the Koi Ashlei Hoysa Loidis, because the previous Teret is speaking about, not speaking about that he had idiots. So why is it called Beinanis if it's idiots the Alma? Kivin Avidis today or the Alma? Hoydim keinech me took me diktoni nizikin o balchoi bebeinanis. Bein laman de yomar, mishaloi hein shomim. Bein laman de yomar, mishaloi lam hein shomim. Tadat Taisvitz assumes for a double poshet. It's not speaking about the yer idiots. Rashi makes an akimta. And according to this loshen, it's speaking about choisla idiots amocho. Taisvitz didn't like that. So if it's not speaking about choisla idiots, so how can we understand the baraisa that says that the Baal Choyv mons from the Beinanis, which is Kidius the Alm and Idius the Day? So that is another mahalach to explain the machlekes and the two baraisas. Ravina Oma, Ravina said a new mahalach. Bidu'ula pligi, the two baraisas are chaylik in the yisoid of Ula. What did Ula say? The Omar Ula, the Var Teure, Val Choy Bezibus. Ula said, Meiker Adim, a Val Choy Bezibus, Shenema, Bachut Stamoit, the Malva stands outside, Veish Asherato Noisheboi, and the Loive, Yaitse Alecha es Aboitachu. So you stand outside, and you dare enter his house, and the Loive will take out a mashkin for you. It's Ma Dalke Shalodam Loitse. Now if he's gonna take out to give you, and you have no say in the matter, so what is he going to give you? Poche Shebekeilim. He's gonna give you the most Gerua Dikekeili that you have. So Memele, so from here we learn out that Baal Chayv is Iburis. That's Midin Teire. Umatam Omru Baal Chayv Bebeinanis. So why is Aloche Baal Chayv Bebeinanis? Kedesh Leitino Delis Bifnei Lovin. Mar Islei Takanta Dula Umar Leslei Takanta Dula. So let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Bidu Uler Kamifliki. Tane Basra, Leslei Takanta de Ula. I said, the Tane Basra that said he had Beinanis in Ziburis, and the Baal Choyv mons from Ziburis, he doesn't know the Takanta of Ula, Ela Bosa Kroozu. He knows the Posek. Patul Avali Nami Idias. So Philo is speaking about that the Loive has Idias, Beinanis, Ziburis, Dahasht Avali Beinanis, Gemure, Beile di dei, beile alme, it's a real beinanis, a belochis will the lishkel balchoy meziburis. That he doesn't hold of the takona of Ula. Ula said, minatoire is dine meziburis, but he made a takona, that, shalaisino delis bifnei loven, if he'll give ziburis to every malve, he'll reconsider it 10 times before he lends money again. So the Tana of the second Baraisa that says he gives the Ziburis to the Malva doesn't hold of this Takona. So Memele, so therefore he gives Ziburis to the Malva. Let us see Taisvitz. Zik Taisvitz. Ma Leslei Takanta de Ula. So Taisvitz is Chaylakan Rashi. Rashi said that he doesn't hold Takanta Dula, period. And therefore Rashi was Moisef and was speaking about a fellow, Idias, Beinus, Viziburus, which the Baraisa did not mention. that the Beinonis is a real Beinonis l'choladeis, avapikini get sigurus. Zichtois visnei, ma leslei takanta dule, davke heiche de leslei idis. No, the Baraisa is speaking about when he doesn't have idis, da havi hai Beinonis idis l'dite. Now this Beinonis is his idis. Midinokat, because we see from the Baraisa, midinokat Beinonis v'ziburit. It says he only has Beinonis v'ziburit. Mashme the islay idis, gavi balchoy mi Beinonis. The balchoy would be goive from Beinonis. That's the way Rashi said. So if he would have idis, so the Beinonis is v'shaloy it's Beinonis, B'shaloi lam it's Beinonis. So then everyone holds the takona of Ule, that Misham Nilas Delas, we will permit the Malva to be goyve the Beinonis. Now it's speaking about that he doesn't have Beinonis. He doesn't have Idias, he only has Beinonis. And we hold B'shaloi lam ain Shaman. So why can he take the Beinonis? Because Sava, given the Leslay Ella Beinonis, since he only has Beinonis with Ziburis, the Shaykh can time with Oma Banizokim, if name a Balchoy, when Dini Beidius, Kadesh La Yire Sode No, Vedira No Lechaveiroi, Yeme Ekpoitz Velbenu, Kadesh Egva Oiso Bechoy. That means, Chazal were Chos Analoive, could very well be a malve will eye a certain kalke of the loive, and he'll offer him a alvo, and the loive will take the alvo, and then he'll end up, Nebuch will take away his kalke, a good kalke from him. So Tosfos is saying a moira de kechidish, that even though we hold b'shaloi l'main shom, and the bainin is here of the Loive is Beinonis Dalve. But Lemaisa, this is the best that the Loive possesses. Even though in Hilchish Shume, we go Bishaloilam, but it's never Chabitra Rachmonis that the Loive should lose his best field because the Malva convinced him to lend the money. So Memele, so here they made a Takone, taking into consideration, this is the best field of the loive, so they was ukme the malva al dina midaraisa, which is Biziburis, and they did not make this takona of Nilus Delis because we'll be taking away from the loive his best karka. And so that's the swell of the second baraisa, and the first baraisa holds that we never made such a takone. Lamaise, we have a takone that the malva should be goive beinonis, shleitino delos b'fnei lovin, and memelo, so that takone remains, and even though this is the best of the loive, since we all b'shaloi lomain shomin, we stick to this takone of balchoi beinonis, kadei shleitino delos. That is the machloikis. Ma'adalkoi shel odom lohitzi pochei shebekei. Now, Ula said, mina teire, the loive can pay off the malve with ziburis, with pochei shebekei. So, Taisvis asks, afal gav de shlich, bezno yomoitzi. That is the machloikis in the Gemara of Metzia. Shliach Bezen had to stay outside, or the Shliach Bezen was permitted to go inside, and the Malve is to stay outside. So Taisa seems to be asking, according to the Mandioma, that the Shliach Bezen goes inside. So Mela, the Shliach Bezen will consider the needs of the Malve. So Taisa says, Avagav the Shliach Bezen, hoyamaitzi, lahoyamaitzi, lamasha, loyvenoisin, like that. He was permitted to go inside. But the choice of what to give for a mashkin, that was in the hands of the loive, and the loive, since the loive has this koyach to choose what he wants to give, he'll give pachas shebekayin. And the stamazay to understand, even though the posek is speaking about a mashkin, and we're speaking about kevayne, we're speaking about dinoy shal bachaydin, the ziburis, minatoyre, because we're speaking about, this posek is speaking about a mashkin shaloy vishas halvo. A mashkin shaloy vishas halvo means as follows, he had lent him the money, there was an agreement that he pays up in 30 days. It comes 30 days, and the loive is not cooperating. So he comes to Bezin, and we're mamashkin the loive now. We're mamashkin the loive. This is a mashkin shaloive shasalvo. And this mashkin is we're taking a chayfetz from the loive, giving it to the malve, and the malve is a koyach hagviya from this mashkin. He can now go to Bezdin, and with this mashkin, he'll say, Rabbeisa, he was supposed to pay me up. He didn't pay me up. I want to be going for this mashkin. Bezdin gives him this mashkin for a gviya. So Mamela, so this mashkin in Yesod is a peroin achoy. If the malva wants to use it for a peroin achoy. He already has biyodoi, he has a mashkin with which to be goyve. He doesn't have to handle anymore with the loive. It's shalochicha biyodecho, he has the mashkin. All he has to do is go to Bezin and tell Bezin, I want to make a gviyah from this mashkin. Bezin says, no problem, and he's goyve this mashkin. So a mashkin shalochicha shasavo is equivalent, since he can make a gviyah from this, so we see that the piroin is from ziburis, from the geruah shebekeinu. Lo'aitzi pochei shebekeilim. Madalkoi, so Ula had said, Madalkoi shlodom lo'aitzi l'chut pochei shebekeilim. Now we're going to have a very shvere toisviz. Ve'im toima, toisviz asks, amuridike kash. Afilu poche shebekele metafu, kidomalael kol mili meta. Tektach Toisvus, what do you see? It's the hammer of the kekashe. Rapopa said kol mili meta. And let us appreciate Toisvus kashe. By nezikin, which there is a din of meta, minatoire, what does the mazik give the nezik? Whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he gives them. Subin, grade A subin, grade D subin, whatever he wants. And we asked the kasha, where's the meitav? No. The pop explained, call me the meitav. Whatever he gives in grade D subin, is also meitav. There's no demand in this city. You go to another city. So everything, whatever the mazik, whatever the nizik is receiving, he's receiving meitav. Fractaisvis amore de kekashe, fractaisvis, I besay, so what did Ula see in this posik? He saw in this posik that the loiva can give him whatever he wants, pochisha bekele, but that's meitav, he's giving him meitav. So that's the kashe. Vin, zuktaisvis, viesh loima, shemoitzi kelim, tarki lohoitzi, hagarua. Shemoitzi karke nami daki lohoitzi zibuz. Now Taisvis is shreklach. What is Taisvis answering? When he gives kalim, he gives the worst kalim. So therefore, when he gives karke, he gives the worst karke. How do you come to such a formula? He's giving kalim, whatever he's giving meitav. Geruah shebe kalim is also meitav. As we mentioned, by Nezikin also, they can give whatever subim he wants. From grade A to grade D. And that's called Meitav. So therefore when he gives Karka, he can also give Zigurus. The Taisvus is a pachad noire to understand what Taisvus is saying. So there's a moiridike haflo that says pshat in this Taisvus. A moiridike. The haflo asks a pertinent question on Ula. Ula said, how do I know that a balchoiv is bezipuris. He had a posik. Because it says, v'isha shata ata noish ba yaitzi lechas avoid. And the loive is going to give you the avoid. Now, Ula said, let's think a minute. What kind of a keli is going to give you? He's going to give you a gerua shabekelem. Oh, I have a posik that tells me that balchoiv is bezipuris. Like the elika afloh. I don't understand. But there's a din that nezikin you pay b'meita. How do you know you pay b'meita? It's a posik. Meita kama yishalem. Let me ask a question. What would be if it wouldn't say a posik by nezikin? So you can pay whatever you want. The Torah didn't give any guidelines. You can pay whatever you want. The Torah wanted nezikin you should pay b'meita. So the Torah said meita kama yishalem. Now you'll ask me a kasha. What's the din by Balchoy? So I'll answer you. Is there a posik by Balchoy? Does it say Meita by Balchoy? No, it doesn't say anything by Balchoy. It doesn't say anything. You should give whatever you want. Why did Ula have to... I found a posik he could give Zipuris. Without your Metzi, he also could give Zipuris. If it doesn't say Meita, why shouldn't he be able to give Zipuris? I'm more the Kikasha of lawyers. Zukta haflo. Pemison, basis later on that test, the Rabbi Netam says, this aloche, there's a aloche by Balchoy, which is not applicable by Nezikin. And before we explain the aloche, let us just say the aloche. The aloche by Balchoy is, if I lend someone $100, I come the day of the Piroi. No problem. Don't pay up yet. Here, I have $100 worth of stockings. Here. So, I lent you money. I'm not going in the stocking business now. You know, I'll tell you there, there's a need of stockings. I lent you money. Give me back money. I don't want stockings. The halacha is, the malva is 100% correct. Bezmel will tell the loiver if he has any money. If he has money, you give him back money, not stockings. We'll come back to this one. But that is the halacha. If he has money, don't give me stockings. Don't give me karke. I lent you money. I want to get back money. You can't command on that. In the real estate business, not the stocking business, I want money. I lent you money. You give me back money. This is the halacha by Malchoy. What is the halacha by Nezikin? I come over, the Nezik comes over, I give him stockings. It's cloth, I feel I have money. Yoshim, Kesem, Yoshim, Lepalo, I feel a subin, and then the Nezik starts telling me, I'm not in the stocking. I'm in the stocking business, I'm not in the real estate business, I give you karka, made of karka, I give you subin. He can't mum money. So let us just look at Nezikin and Balchoyiv and try to figure out what the reason is for these two halachas. But all of us, but that's the din. The din is like this 100%. So looking at it superficially, one will say, so I see Balchoyiv, you have to give money. Nezikin, you don't have to give money. I'll tell you a mirdik alumdus. You know what the alumdus is? Balchoyiv, you have to give the best meitav. The best meitav is money. Money is givaldik. I guess if Yana Sakel, you give money, no problem. He is taking real estate, stocking. Kesef is givaldik. Kesef is givaldik. So the mele, and that's the halach. I don't know if the gemara in ksub is. If you have money, you have to give money. So Balchoyiv, you have to give idiotis. That's Balchoyiv. Nezikin, yeah, give idiots. You give, call me Limeitav. You don't give idiots. Fine. So, looking at the halacha superficially, I would say, if the din is you have to give money before you give anything else, is oiskish Balchoyiv, there's the din of idiots. Fine. Now, without knowing any psukim, now we'll ask, this Lamdin who explained Baal Chayiv, it's a thing of it. Now, let me ask, what if he doesn't have any money? What happens now? So the Slamdin will tell you as follows. Well, if I see by Baal Chayiv, this is in a Yiddies, so now, if he doesn't have any money, and he has, there's two grades of Subin. He has grade A and grade D. I tell you, he has to give grade A. Because I feel when he had grade A, he had to give money, which is better than grade A. So if he doesn't have any money, he has grade A and grade D. He has to give grade A. By Nezikin, and Nezikin is not an idiot. As long as it's idiot, don't to give money, you can give stockings, you can give grade D. That's the Zik part. If you have to give money, so if he doesn't have money, you'll have to give grade A to him. That is what a London would say. Maybe Ula also would say like this. So Ula brought a Pasuk. Know what the Pasuk says? The Pasuk doesn't say the way you said. The Pasuk says, when he's not giving him money, you know what he gives them? Grade D. Pachish Ebekelim. Oy vey. So how do I understand this? How do I understand with, I just had a lumdis why he has to give kesef, because there's a din of idiots. So why can he give him great D subin? I don't understand this. His oiskishpat, I'll tell you asot. Your whole lumdis was not true. By Baal Chayiv, there's no din of meitav. There's no din of meitav whatsoever. Why does he have to give kesef? Why does he have to give kesef? Because there's a numachayv of kesef. Kesef, oisvei kesef pori. I have a taina, I lent you money, I want back money. That's a besonderes chus of kesef, not because this is the meitav of all metalfo. Nah, there's no din meitav by Balnoi. There's a besonderes tviya for kesef. I lent you kesef, you give me back kesef. That's the tviya. The minute you don't have kesef, now we're making, so you're not paying up what you borrowed. Now you can give me pachash abekalim. You can give me pachash abekalim. So memela, if you can give me pachash abekalim, so that's the proof that there's no din meita. That's telling me pshat in the kesef by elbow. It's telling me this bechlau no din meita. If there's no din meita, you can give ziburis. That means that Lord asked the kasha, you need a posik to tell me there's no meita? She says, sure you need a posik. Because without a posik, I would think there's a din meita from the halacha that he has to give kesef. So without a posik, I'd be under the assumption that there's a din of idiotis by Baal Chayiv. So the posik shows us the true lamdis, the pasuk shows us there's no din of the idiots. He can give the geruah shebesubim. So al kochoch the din money is because of a different lamdis. Kesef oisvei kesef pori. But since I see there's no din meitav, so if he gives kak, he can give ziburis also. That is how the law says pshat and taisvus. Zog the gemara weiter. Tonu Rabon, Mochon Le'echot. Now here we're speaking about a person who had he owed three people. He owed a Nizik, he owed a Baal Chayiv, he owed a Ksubas Ishin. And this person had three types of kakois. Idiyis, Beininis, Beziburis. Mochon Le'echot, he sold all his karkois to one person. Oile Shloisha B'nei Odom, Ke'echot, or he sold it to three people in one day. That's what Rashi says. Kulon Nichnesu Tachas Habayim. So the halacha is, now, that his karkois are not by him anymore. And we have here the three toivim, Nizik and Baal Chayiv, and an Ksubas Ishin. So, kula nichnesu tachas abaylem, that means by these three people, one brought idiots, one brought benis, one brought ziburis, so the nezikin will go to the one who brought the idiots, ask them for his din, the bachoy will go to the benis, and the ksubasi should go to the zibur. Let us see about what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi, mochon le'echot ele gimel b'nei odom, b'yoyim echot, he sold to three people in one day. Who is this person? Misha ya'olov nezikin, ksubasishe u'balchoy, v'hoye lo'i idiyis u'beininis v'zibur. Kulon nichnesu tachas abaylam. Now all these lekuches are oimed in place of the baylam. Nichnesu ha'lekuches kedin ha'moicha. Now all the halachas that were applicable to the moicha applies to them. Umi shelokach idis, v'lekeach ubor idis, yifra l'nizik, he'll pay the nizik. V'lekeach beininis, yishalim es ha'choyf, he'll pay the choyf. V'lekeach ziburis es ha'ksube, the one who bought ziburis will pay the ksube. Now, perhaps for 1 minute, I'd like to just say a shtikel ha'ore, the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi is the Chamur de Kedaiken. So let us just look at the Loshon of Rashi. Mi shalokach idis yifra l'nizik, he'll pay the nizik. Loikeach beininis yishalim es achoyf. Here Rashi says yifra, here Rashi says yishalim. Lekech ziburis es aksube. So perhaps we could say that by Nezikin, let's see, if a person was mazik hakarka, so then the halacha is shomen oisoi agav sode. That means when a person was mazik hakarka, let's say this behemoth ate up a patch of vegetables, so we do not he's not mechuyev to pay how much this patch of vegetables is worth. He pays how much this karka was worth with the vegetables on it and without the vegetables. And this is a very gringe shume. That means he has to pay much less. We're not done how much the vegetables are worth themselves. We look at how much the karka is worth less because one patch is missing. Comes out he has to pay a much smaller price. So memela, so it could be, that's why Rashi is saying, but when it comes to the choyv, yishalim, he pays the complete choyv. Yishalim is aloshon hashlomen. Aksubot also he pays the complete ksubot. Yivcha l'nizik, perhaps Rashi is saying, because by matters which nezikin, okay, this other nezikin could be. Well, let's talk about such a nezik, the way which is also nichlal in nezokin. It's only a din piroin. It's not a hashlome. You're not really paying. You're not being mashlem the chesorin. You're paying what you're obligated to pay. Could be okay. Now let's go further to the baraisa. What is, now, we have here two cases. One case, when Lekeach purchased all the kakois, and the second case is, Shloisha b'nei Odom ke'echot, three people bought the three kakois ke'echot in one day. That's what Rashi had said, Mochen lech legim abnei odom b'yoyim echot. In one day, he sold to these three people. Now, what is bozeh achar zeh? What if he sold the three karkois in 3 days? He sold three karkois in 3 days. So now there's a whole new seder. Kulon goivin min ha'achen. Then all these three toivim go to the last lekayach. We don't look what their din is. Before we said, kulon nichnasu tachas abaylim, and each one is goive his din. Was bezeach al zeh, kulon goivin min ha'achen, they go to the last one, and they're goive from him. Ein loy, what if the last one doesn't have sufficient kalka to pay up all of them? Goive mishalafono. Then we will be goive from the previous one. Ein loy, goive mishalafnefono. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi mina achrein, the afilu, shoklu kamoi idiot. Afilu, the first one, bought Idiyas Obeinidis. And the last Loikeya, I mean, there was, the Moicha was on a selling spree. Sunday he sold his Idiyas, Monday he sold his Beinidis, and Tuesday he sold his Ibuvis. His Motzi Matchen Lohu Alekuches, the Lekuches, the one who purchased on Sunday the Idiyas, and then purchased on Monday, the one who purchased on Monday the Beinonis, is Motzi Matchanun Alekuches L'Nezikin Abal Chayiv Eitzel Dibunis. He comes to them, they tell him, Anshutik, we have nothing to do with you. You go to the last Loikeach. The Omar, because the first two Loikeachim can say, that means, we did not chepe with your shibud. Like this all the time, we mum from Lekuches, we tell Lekuches, who told you to buy a kalka that I have a shibud on and I have a lien on? Who told you to buy such a kalka? So this is only a taine and a tviya if there's nothing left by the loive and mazik, the memela, so you can say, right? So then you mung from the Lekuches. But if there was kalkois left over by the loive and the mazik, so the Lekuches can find it. We did not shepherd with your shibud. We left over kalkois for you. So Mamela, you mung from him. We're not goiver from the chosim mishubodim. Yeah. So Memele, the Oma Einachdi Lachmokim Ligvei Semen, was Nabe Meseches Gitten, Ein Nefroim Menachosem Mishabodim, Bemokim Shiesh B'nei Choyren, Afilu Ein Ziburis, even though the Ben Choyren is Ziburis. And you have a Nesikin and Bal Choyvu entitled to a better quality. The Chizovin Hani Trei Kamoi, Ishtayer Ziburis B'nei Choyren. When these first two Loikren had purchased their Kakois, it was B'nei Choyren. Va'af Alpi Dohodar Izdavnit. Now this Kalke was also sold. The Ziburis was also sold. Abu Basa Basrazlin. Now, all the Toivim go to the last Lekeach. He doesn't have an answer. They're coming to him, this was Meshubah to us. Why did you buy our Shibud? So therefore, we mourn from the last Lekeach. Ein loike dei sipuk shloshto, she'ein oisei kalke shove kolkach. It's not worth to pay up all the three Toivim. Goiva ha'moisa mishalafono. Yet. That is what it said. And the Goyim Mishloch Nefon. Fine. Now, before we go to the Gemara further, let us just see one Taisvis, which is a Shvera Taisvis. Kulon Nichnesu Tachas Abayim. So, in the case where they all bought the same day, so then, we'll see there's no din of inachti lachmokim likrois. So then is kulon nichnusu tachas habayla. So then they, each one pays kedina. Ve'im taima, but Taisus amirudik to go to his kakois and be goiv his kakois. This concept of shibud, and I have a schuz gviye from his kakois, that means Bezdin can take it away, even though he's shrine chai v'kayim. That means I have a schuz to take away someone's kakois. There's one thing I could force the loiver to pay. He owes money, I can force him to pay. But to take away his karkois, there's no such thing as that I have a bailus in his karkois. I mean, shibud alav deyereis. There's a svarish, there's no such thing of shibud minatoire. The Rabbonon said, als nilis delis, they said, amilva bishtar, if you're going to go according to the letter of the law, so no one will ever lend money, because he's never secure in getting back his money. So they said, amilva bishtar, we made a shibud. Or maybe amilva bishtar is considered shibudoy beferish, and the through the shtar, it becomes a shibud. But al koponim bestavka amilva bishtar. But a milva alpe, or nezikin, that there was no shtar whatsoever. So how can you mon from lekuches? They don't owe you a penny. There's no such concept as shibul. That's one way we could learn. There's another way we could learn. Afilu will say shibuda diaraisa. Afilu yahod shibuda diaraisa. Afalpikein from Lekuches, we will not mon by a milva alpe, al takanta de Lekuches. That means they were unaware that he borrowed money. Memeli, you'll take away their karkoi, so this is already a very unpleasant surprise. I bought a karka today, the next day I hear you have a knock on the door, I'm a malva of Yomecha, give me the karka. I didn't know about it. So Bishloima Milva Bishtar is a Kail. People speak about it, they them speak about it. Ashtar is Apika Kail. A Milva Alpe, there's no Kail. So they made a Takone, there's no Kail. A Filashi Buddha Deraisa, we will not take away from the Lakuna. So Memele, Taisvis is asking Mimonavshech. If you hold a Shibuddha Deraisa, there's no Kail, a Kail Rabbi Nazik. If you hold Shibuddha, love the rices. As some as you can mon from the cookies. So let us go first to the second terrace. Inami, milva aksuva betere keksuva bishtardom, bechai. There is such a concept of a milva aksuva betere. Toisvis and Kedushin explains. There's a milve that without the Torah writing it, I would never know that he's obligated to pay this amount. The Torah was mechadesh techiyev tashlumin. And there's a man de yomar that says in Mesechtes Elchin, milve aksuve b'teire kichsuve b'shtadom. It's equivalent to a milve b'shtad. So others want to learn pshat in Taisvis. But Taisvis is saying as follows, that even though b'chol ha-toyrekulei hot shibudah lav diyaraisa, but a milva, that means automatically there is no such thing that the karkois become meshubit to pay up the choiv he made when he borrowed money. But a milva aksuve b'toyre, there is an automatic shibud. Here I hold shibud de reise by milva ksuve b'teire, kichsuve b'shtar domi. So memele, there is a shibud. Al kan shayla ben gud, there's a shibud, but there's no koil. So the Beis Aaron wants to say, the Gemara says later, by nezikin there's always a koil. if a damage happened, if an accident happened, people speak about it. Man de yazif betzine yazif. When a person's borrowing money, he's the last person to advertise that he has to borrow money. So he does it as secludedly and secretly as possible, that no one should know about it. So there, if it's a milva balpeh, no one's going to know about it, and the lekuchas are going to lose out. But if there was a hezek, people talk about it. That is a kol. So the second teretz of Tosfos holds as follows. Milva ksuva v'ter k'ksuva b'shtar domi, that is a shibud. Even though I hold shibud the lav derais. Automatically, it doesn't become a shibud, but a milva ksuva b'ter, the Torah said, that with this, his chayvis that you owe, your kakois will become achroi to pay up this his chayvis. I, what's with the takone of koil, by nizik and this a koil? That's pshat in the second teretz of Tosfos. What's pshat in the first teretz of Tosfos? First teretz of Tosfos says, kshaomad bedin. Now, the first teretz of Tosfos is not saying that we hold milva ksuva b'teira k'ksuva b'shtada. There's no mile of a milva ksuva b'teira over any other halakos. But it's speaking about she'omad b'din. Is that is also k'milva b'shtada k'da'omar ba'agoyz l'basre u'bekamo duchte. Now, here we have to understand that we hold Shibude, Lavdi, Eraise. So what is Pshat in this Maila of Omad Bedin? There's a Maila of Omad Bedin, there's a Koil. That means, that's for sure. If a Bezin, there was a court case, in Bezin Paskin, there's a Koil. But there's no Shibud. So Taisvi says, Omad Bedin, is kemilve b'shtadom. So others learn pshat that since, even though Bezdin as yet did not make a shtar his chayvis, we don't have a psak din yet from the shtar that was written out. It was just a hamoda b'din. But since it's oim at a maise Bezdin, so a maise Bezdin which is oimid that a document will be written, so we're done ke'ilu, the document was written already, and ke'ilu shibdoi befeirish, that means a hischaivis of Bezdin creates a shibud. Even though we don't hold that there's a shibud al tzmilva ksuba b'teire, it's a machlekes, but the hamode bedin is equivalent to a milva b'shtar, which is capable of creating a shibud. So these are the two terutzim in Tosfos. One terutz is that the tan of this baraisa holds that a milva ksuva b'teire is a chayma of ksuva b'shtar. It creates a shibut, and then the koil will attribute to the nezek. That's the second terutz of Tosfos. The first terutz of Tosfos says if there was a hamad b'din already, so the hamad b'din. Well, my sister, there's a big nafkamina when the shibud is chalf. The shibud is chalf b'shas b'hezik b'shas hamod b'din. But according to the first teretz of Tosfos, the shibud is first chalf b'shas hamod b'din. And hamod b'din, a maise bezin, is the equivalent to a milva b'shtar. And a maise bezin also has a curl with it. So that is why you can mun from the kuchas.